We're doing Dov's Minute. Our custom is on Shabbos that we cover the Chalos. And the Taz brings from the tour, from the Yerushalmi, that the reason is that we don't want the bread to see its shame. You're making Kiddush on the wine, and ordinarily we are supposed to make we're supposed to eat bread before we drink wine. We honor the things that are made from the five grains that they get blessed on before we make the blessing on something that comes later in the verse of El Tchitah Sora. So El Tchitah Sora, that comes first. We should have made the blessing on the bread first and then made the blessing on the wine. El Tchitah Sora V'Gefen. The third thing in the verse is the Gefen, the grape. So the order should have been to make the blessing on the bread first. So we cover the bread as though it's not here. So to speak, the bread shouldn't see its shame, and then we make the blessing on the wine. Now we know that if a person doesn't have wine, he can make Kiddush over bread. And it would seem, with this reasoning, that if you're making Kiddush on bread, then you shouldn't have to cover it. But the Torah brings another reason why we covered the challah on Friday night and Shabbos morning, and that is because when the man came down, God made it a special box for the man, that the man had a layer of dew beneath it, so it shouldn't get dirty on the ground, and a layer of dew on top of it that covered it up, so it had this container that it came in. And when we make Kiddush on the when we eat the challah on Shabbos, we're commemorating the man. That's why we have lechem mishnet, double loaves, just like we had double man for Shabbos. So part of the commemoration is that we cover the bread on top, in which case, even if one were making Kiddush on bread, one should really cover the bread, is part of the commemoration of the man. Shabbat Shalom.